Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, a little foreigner bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Duckburg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, is here with the Index of Small Business Optimism, and we're trying to find some of that optimism. And Bill, one of the things you gave us a quick report on, a quick comment on that I want to develop a little bit this segment is the hiring situation, the labor situation. Seems to be up just a tiny bit.
Well, it's very tiny. We actually had a positive number in looking at the average number of employees per firm that were added. So, and the average stays small because we, of course, divided by the number of all firms, and not all firms hire in any one period. But it rose to like 0.01 workers per firm, which is a little low. A good number would be 0.1 workers
right
per firm. Or 0.2 or 0.3,
right.
Then you know you got some job growth going, but you know, but we don't. And you saw the job numbers; we only got about 150,000,
which barely covers
the whole economy. Right? You know, the unemployment rate actually went up a little bit with that number, but you know, about that number, which should keep the unemployment rate more or less steady, which is not very exciting, to say the least. You know, you got to remember the difference between the two expansions. The 1983 expansion, 690,000 jobs a quarter. This expansion,
right,
435,000 jobs a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And this economy is, you know, 30% bigger than it
right
was in 1983.
Oh, so it's bigger than that.
Yeah, so it's really
it's probably three times bigger than it was, because it was $6 trillion in 1990.
Yeah.
And now it's
GDP
triple
numbers.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the size of the labor force.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So,
I was thinking GDP. Yeah.
So it's really a small, it's really a poor performance, you know? And that's why you can't really even call it an expansion.
No, I don't call it. I resist that. In fact, one of the things in my work, in my writing, and when I report on these things, you know, I'm saying that we're in a perpetual recovery. We have never reached expansion level, not one moment, not even a month did we get to what I call expansion levels.
Yeah, it was sluggish. So we had, but at least, you know, we didn't go down, so we weren't cutting jobs.
Right.
But it was a close call, and, there are some interesting differences. I don't know why the employment plans are so weak in the mid-Atlantic states.
Yeah.
We know they're weakened out in the mountains.
I just wonder. I wonder if people are starting to gird their loins for the overtime rules.
Well, we're going to
happen December 1st.
We certainly have to pay attention to that. I mean,
if you don't know what this is going to be, I've been warning you about it. I'm still working on a piece about this to publish for you. If you're not paying attention to this overtime rule, the overtime exemption rule that's going to hit. Even if you're all squared away with what you're paying your people, you're still going to have to. You're going to be restricted in a lot of ways in how you're going to be able to have the relationship you're going to have with them. And if you're not making plans for that right now, you're going to get blindsided.
You got that, and of course all the record keeping that you're going to have to do with it.
That's part of what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
yeah. All new record keeping.
Yep. Yeah.
Anybody who's on salary, even if you're willing to pay them overtime, anybody who's on salary under $48,000 or so, $47,000 a year, you're going to have to keep up with their time. That's a whole other story. We won't go into it right now, but you folks, gird your loins for that one. What about sales? I was having a hard time finding any kind of optimism in sales this time.
Well, that's right. The percent of our firms that are reporting higher sales quarter on quarter, it improved a couple of points. So that means we're hanging right. You know, we're still hanging about a minus five on that. That is 5 percentage points more of our owners are saying that sales are headed down than say that they're headed up quarter on quarter. So that's not good. It's And again, if you compare it to the 40-year history, you know, if you look at a chart, you go, oh my goodness, why? What's wrong with this economy? It's just not growing. And that's true. I mean, most of our growth is really explained by the fact that we have population growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So goes back to your, there's no exuberance here.
Right.
There are 3 million more people every year, so the sales are going to go up. There's more haircuts and things like that. But that explains basically all the growth that we've had in this recovery period. That's it.
Yep. So capital spending is down, though.
Yeah, capital spending. Yeah, capital spending, the percent who reported making an outlay, you know, has been declining and declined a couple points. It's not dramatic, it's just sliding down. And plans to make capital outlays, you know, lost a point. Not a big change, but there's no, if you look at the 27% who plan to make an outlay and say, well, how's that compared to history? The answer is terribly. I mean, it's always higher than that.
Right.
We're always making a lot more capital outlays than that. Investing in, you know, new equipment, new stuff, and of course that raises worker productivity. Well, if we're not investing, we're not raising worker productivity.
Mm-hmm. Well, another example of animal spirits being down is the fact that most small business owners do not want to borrow money.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we still have that situation. About 4% of our owners said they don't get all the credit they deserve. That's about as low as it ever has been. 30% are happy, and the rest say, "Who wants a loan?"
That's right.
You know, yeah, I know rates are low, but you look at their view about the future of the economy and
yep.
a good time to expand. You know, if we have a net percent of thinking the economy is going to improve of zero,
right?
I mean, what do you? If you borrow cheap money, how do you make money?
The primary source of capital for small businesses are bank loans.
That's right.
When they don't want those, then that's not good. Look, that doesn't look good for the economy. Quick break. Right back with Bill Duckenberg. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.